Welcome to Revival for Mission with Pastor Ted Wilson. Exciting programs each week, behind the scenes look at mission work around the world, interviews with people whose lives are being changed and God is using them to impact others, your questions answered, and so much more. Stay tuned for Revival for Mission. Welcome back to Revival for Mission. Pastor Wilson, you are known for being passionate about mission. Now, I know you want to follow Jesus, but there's some history to your passion about mission. Tell us your story.
Well, to begin with, let's just say that, as the saying goes, when a person is baptized, they are born a missionary. So in other words, the connection with Christ just motivates you to tell people about your experience and about what God has done in your life. Now, that's the real basis for mission. As far as my personal connection, yes, I grew up in a family that has had many mission connections. In fact, my grandparents lived in four different world divisions or areas, I should say, about four during their lifetime, spent much of their life overseas. My father grew up in Africa and in India. Then when my parents were married and were in ministry, they went to the wonderful country of Egypt. That's where I grew up, in the Middle East. And so the Middle East is still very much a part of my life and my experience. I love the food, the people, the culture. It just makes you feel like you're part of a world setting. And in terms of my own personal experience, my wife and I and our children have had the opportunity of serving in Africa for about 9 years, in West Africa, Abidjan, in Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, to be specific, and then also in the country of Russia, living in Moscow. I mean, mission is so important in our lives, not just because of where you live, but because of what you're doing to further Christ's great commission. You know, in Matthew 28, that famous great commission that he's given to us, many times we don't read just a few words before it. Jesus came, it says, and spake unto them, to the disciples. So Jesus came. When Jesus comes, something dramatic happens. He has something to say. And he says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Can you imagine, you as a missionary, everyone as a missionary, you have a connection to power. What an exciting kind of life. And then it goes on to say, Jesus is saying, go and teach and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Now, that's where we come in, because we're at the end of the world, I think.
That's right.
The Lord is coming soon. So mission is the basis of everything that we do. In fact, we're also told, a beautiful quotation, that the church was organized for mission. Not just to nurture people. Yes, that's a part of it. Not just to be a place where we can relax and enjoy each other's company, but to go out and tell others about what Jesus is doing and explain his beautiful teachings and tell them Jesus is coming soon. That's why I'm so excited about mission.
And you know, what I'm hearing you say is we can't just say, well, we'll leave that to the missionaries.
Exactly.
You're saying
everyone's
we're all
a missionary. Everybody's a missionary. If you're a born-again, baptized Christian, you are a missionary.
And even, you know, the 9-year-old or the 7-year-old that can share with her friends or that can testify to his friends, they're also missionaries, even though they may not have yet made a public confession in baptism.
Precisely. Amazing stories can be told about children and their wonderful way in which to relate to people and their ability to say things which attract the attention of adults when an adult approaching someone would just kind of push you away. So everybody can be part of this great mission. No one is left out. That means like total member involvement. Everybody doing something for Jesus because he's coming soon.
And that's the urgency, isn't it?
It is.
So we don't wait and say, well, when I get older, when I retire. You're saying now is the time to be involved in mission.
Urgency. I'm really glad you brought up that word because that's what underlies everything. And urgency because the coming of the Lord is very soon according to Scripture, the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, Matthew 24, and so on. I'm just excited to be part of Revival for Mission.
So why don't you share an appeal with our viewers, what God wants for each one of them?
What a privilege it is to be able to share with you the wonderful aspect of Scripture that tells us in the book of 3 John, verse 2, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. This prayer echoes down the ages to us today, reminding us that health is a gift from God and that good health encompasses body, mind, and soul. And it also reminds us of the compassionate healing ministry of Jesus, who came to this world as the unwearied servant of man's necessity. In that wonderful book, The Ministry of Healing, we read the following. The burden of disease and wretchedness and sin he came to remove. It was his mission to bring to men complete restoration. He came to give them health and peace and perfection of character. None who came to him went away unhelped. From him flowed a stream of healing power, and in body and mind and soul, men were made whole. The Savior's work was not restricted to any time or place. You see, today, Jesus still provides his healing ministries, including prayer and godly physicians and other healthcare workers who assist in this great process. In his word, the Bible, he offers divine counsel in obtaining and maintaining good health, as well as promises for those who are sick and hope for a future where there will be no more sickness or death. Through the writings of Ellen White, the author of The Ministry of Healing, and numerous other inspired books, we may obtain practical wisdom in healthy living, physically and mentally and socially and spiritually. You may obtain a free copy of this downloadable book just by visiting our website at revivalformission.tv. You see, health is the key to life, and it enables us to serve God to the fullest. Let's seek his wisdom, follow his ways, and remember that God's messages are all for us today.
Thank you for sharing. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we will meet some special guests, including a young lady who spent an entire year in mission. Don't go away.
Join Pastor Ted Wilson as he travels around the globe visiting amazing places and meeting incredible people who are impacting their world for Jesus. From remote villages to bustling cities, mountains to deserts, ancient vistas to recent revitalization, you won't want to miss these special field episodes of Revival for Mission on the final Friday of each month, right here on Hope Channel.
Welcome back. Joining me today on Revival for Mission are some very important guests. Pastor Wilson, you may know some of these people. Carlos Capitelli.
That's right.
From Brazil.
Yes.
From Argentina originally.
Yes, I'm Argentinian, but I live in Brazil.
All right. And Gary Blanchard from the United States of America.
Correct.
And Ty Hayes from Brazil. And you have all been involved in what Pastor Wilson was talking about when he talked about being passionate in mission. And Gary, you lead young people around the world, motivating them to get involved in mission. And you have this amazing concept 1 year in mission.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, Derek, we believe that our youth are the wings of the Three Angels message. And 1 year in mission gives our young people a chance to get together with other young people in teams, ages 18 to 35, teams of young people ages 18 to 35, to go into the cities and share the love of Christ around the world. So it's very exciting.
So if a 40-year-old or a 60-year-old is watching,
yes,
the 1 year mission is not for them, but it might inspire them to say, Pastor Wilson, you said we're all missionaries, right?
Amen.
But absolutely, you've got a special burden to get young people involved.
Of course. In fact, those who are older can actually lead out in a 1 year mission team. They can be the leaders, okay, to help make that happen.
All right. Mm-hmm. Carlos, you're in South America, and this concept of taking a year to share the love of God with the community has really exploded. It's expanded in amazing ways. What have you seen as young people have got involved in mission?
Yeah, since it started in New York in 2013, we duplicated or multiplied the idea in Warrior Mission in South America. So now we are almost 2,600 young people pass this experience during these 5 years.
Amen.
So we are very excited about that. This year, 19, we are almost 1,500 young people leaving this year, stop the university, stop professional things to give to the Lord 1 year in mission. It's an explaining and fabulous experience for them, for the local church, who are very inspired about this spirit of mission that these young people has. So we are very excited about that and growing faster to preach the gospel and see Jesus in our generation.
Pastor Wilson, I heard you say amen when he said 1,500. Started out as one representative, now 1,500. What does that do to your heart as a leader of the Seventh-day Adventist Church to see that engagement and mission?
Well, it just tells me that the Holy Spirit is at work in a powerful way, because this was the whole idea, to get every young person who is available to God's usage to be part of this all over the world. And in South America, they have taken it to such a fantastic level. You know, we have visions of every church helping to sponsor a young person. Every regional area sponsoring young people, helping them to be right up there in the, on the front lines, helping people to know who Christ is through Bible study, through health outreach, through community events, through being friends to people. And it not only does a tremendous amount of good for the mission of the church, it does something extraordinary for the young person. They will never be the same again.
And that's a great sequel to Ty, because Ty, you're in that age category. In fact, you've been involved in 1 year for mission more than one time. How has that experience impacted your life?
Actually, when I started being missionary, I was working in a bank and I was doing a doctorate degree in Brazil. And I stopped the bank, I stopped working the bank, I stopped studying my PhD, and I started being a chaplain in Brazil, in a mission. And then 6 months later, I was coordinating a mission, and later 10 months in Chile. So I participated in three missions, and it was amazing. Of course, in the beginning, for most people, maybe it's quite scary, left in family, jobs, studies, but we learn how to work to God. We learn how to study for God. We learn how to live for God. So as I always say, it should not be 1 year in mission. It should be a life in mission.
Amen.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You know what I was thinking as I was listening to Ty and Carlos, maybe you can respond. You've seen it with many people, but Jesus didn't say, could you give me a few minutes of your time? He said, follow me. And doesn't it say they left everything?
That's right.
And followed him. I'm hearing from Ty that must be really inspirational to other young people who see young leaders like Ty following Jesus in a radical way.
Of course, they need to let down many things behind, like their college, their universities, their works, their jobs, their families, but the experience in the team, the experience with a local church, the experience they grow as a person, as a Christian, as a church, and it's very contagious, this kind of year in mission for the young people, of course, but also for all the church, because they are looking and they're integrated also with the official team, and they work together for planting church, evangelism meetings.
Amen.
So there is a very nice work together that the local church and the 1 year mission team do. So it's very exciting. See what God do in the lives of the young people, and also for the our brothers and sisters in the local church.
Yeah. Gary, I can imagine a skeptic saying, I mean, these are exceptions, Ty, right?
Yeah.
Are there really young people who are willing to take a gap year or to actually leave a job at a bank just because Jesus asked us to go and share his love with the world?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, I just got back from Europe, and I met two teams of 1 year in mission young people, and they are on fire.
Nice.
They are excited. In fact, one of the things they kept saying to me is that they have decided that whether they do 1 year in mission again or not, they're always going to be a missionary. They have a love for Christ, and they want to live their life for Jesus, no matter what their career or occupation is. And so Europe, we're seeing some exciting things happening in Europe.
Amen.
Pastor Wilson?
Well, I was just going to say it's exactly what Gary was relating, essentially, that this enriches a person's life to the extent that no course that you could take at a university would ever fill that, as good as courses are, because it's such a practical application of the principles of Scripture and God's Word, and you see the changes in people's lives. Then after this experience of 1 year in mission, then they reintegrate back into their doctoral program or into a setting of professional activity, whatever it is, but they join local churches, and it changes the composure, the context of the church, because you've got these missionaries for life.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Ty, can you share one experience? You said you've been on three different places, including Chile. One experience that you just said, God, you're so amazing, I just praise you.
In Chile, I was given violin classes, and we can use our gifts. So since I'm Brazilian, I can teach Portuguese, I can teach English, I can teach violin. In Chile, I was teaching cooking classes and computer skills. So whatever you know, you can teach, you can help, you can serve. In Chile, I was giving violin classes to a man called Francisco, and he is a philosopher. He's a old man. He's retired, and I was giving him violin classes, and we start studying the Bible.
Amen.
He just got baptized
on
our
Praise
last
God.
Day.
Praise God.
And it was amazing. Everybody was so happy. And he always was with me studying, saying, I want to help you. I want to help here. I want to teach young people something. So people see the same we do serving them. They want to serve people. So that's amazing.
Come on. Amen.
Beautiful. Well, I just want to thank Carlos and Gary and Ty. You can go to our website. If you'd like to ask them a question, we'll forward it to them, revivalformission.tv. After the break, we're going to address some questions you have perhaps about mission. By the way, you can send your questions to us, revivalformission.tv. We'll be right back after the break.
Join Pastor Ted Wilson as he travels around the globe visiting amazing places and meeting incredible people who are impacting their world for Jesus. From remote villages to bustling cities, mountains to deserts, ancient vistas to recent revitalization, you won't want to miss these special field episodes of Revival for Mission on the final Friday of each month, right here on Hope Channel.
Welcome back. In this segment of Revival for Mission, we're going to look at some of your questions. In fact, if you have a question you'd like to ask, go to our website, revivalformission.tv. Pastor Wilson, a viewer asks about why we speak so much about health. Mission's important. Jesus is coming soon. Why is health important? And what practical counsel do we find in the Bible about health?
Well, Derek, the Bible is full of counsel about health. Physical health, of course, and spiritual health, social health, mental health. The Bible has many keys to how we can live a life more abundantly. I mean, you start in the book of Genesis. First of all, God created us. Do you know that we were created to live forever? I mean, it wasn't just to be, you know, a few years. But then sin entered, and even in Scripture it talks about Adam living to about 930 years, but life has diminished since then. So we need to live life to the fullest and see how long we can live through using good, healthy habits. In fact, in the Bible, God was telling the children of Israel, look, if you will follow the principles of life, if you will obey me, I will put none of the diseases on you that were on the Egyptians. So in other words, people can live a healthy life if you're really connected with the Lord. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Right.
So you've got mental health, you've got physical health, you've got this complete picture that also ties in with physical health. You know, Paul, the Lord inspired Paul to share that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, you know, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So the Bible gives us a complete full picture as to how God wants us to live a balanced life. Mm. I mean, a table with four legs, if one of those legs is deficient,
it's unstable.
It's unstable. So physical, mental, social, spiritual, these are the methods Christ used to make people whole. And of course, the whole aspect of restoration in Christ is really what we're aiming at for now and for eternity. So I even like a little quotation that is a favorite of mine, which says, heaven is all health.
Hmm.
So in heaven, we will have no sickness, no difficulty, no problems, because everything about heaven and about God is full health. And God wants us to be that way even here.
And the relationship between that and mission is the healthier I am, the more
you can do.
The more I can do and the more connected to God.
And how about, you know, coming to someone, I want to tell you about God. I mean, you got to be active. You've got to be vibrant. And people are going to say, I want that. I want that beauty that you have, that vitality that you have, and also the spirituality. So it's very much connected.
Here's another question. Talking about mission, we've been inspired by our guests, thinking of Ty in particular. A young lady takes off from graduate studies, leaves her work at the bank.
Yep.
But you emphasize then that mission is not just for a few in a program, but it's for everyone. Total involvement by every member who's a follower of Jesus.
Yeah, and as we've said, the church was organized for mission, for outreach, for service to people. In fact, if people get involved in being part of an outreach activity, it takes their minds away from all the worries and the difficulties and the challenges that they're facing personally. That's why with young people, we're focusing so heavily on the Bible and prayer, your connection to God, and then doing something for others. And the same thing holds true for us as adults. When we're involved in helping other people, there's a double blessing in that. Mm. The person receives help, and
you are
just renewed in your life. So total member involvement, meaning everybody doing something for the Lord and for others, everybody getting involved, truly helps people to understand, I'm part of God's great plan to restore his image in others and in me. So total member involvement simply means everybody asking the Lord to give them the power to accomplish his mission.
So, again, back to what Ty was saying, who took time off. She taught violin lessons.
Yeah.
She taught Portuguese. She taught English. I think, didn't she say even some cooking?
Yes, cooking
when
class,
she was
you're right. Exactly.
So you're saying whatever gift we have, we should be using it to share the love of God, to build relationships so that we can talk to them about Jesus.
And no one can say they have no gift. No one can say, well, I'm not needed, I'm inconsequential. Everybody is important in God's church. Everybody is important in God's eyes. Understand God loves you so much, and he needs you in his mission.
Powerful. Why don't you share a closing thought with us?
Friends, I'm really glad you could join us today, and I hope that you have been blessed, as I have, to hear how God is working through young people around the world, and what a privilege it is to serve the Lord wherever we are, wherever you are. And whether you are young or not so young, God has a plan, a purpose, a mission for you to react and to reach out to your family and your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, really the world, all in Jesus' name. There are so many ways in which to share God's message of love, hope, and of his soon return. From practical help such as assisting an elderly neighbor with errands to providing food for a family in need or living a healthy lifestyle and sharing that with others, they too can then enjoy good health. To opening the Bible and studying the Word of God with those who are looking for reliable answers to life's most pressing questions. You know, these and many, many more are just some of the ways that you can, through God's strength, carry out his mission. If you'd like to learn more about God and his mission for you, we invite you to go to revivalformission.tv. You can visit that site and understand a wonderful blessing for each of you as you participate in total member involvement and revival for mission. In closing, let's just have a word of prayer together. Father in heaven, we ask a special blessing on everyone who has been viewing. Help them to realize they are precious in your sight, and you have a job for everyone in serving others and preparing us for Jesus' soon coming. Thank you for hearing us. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Wilson, for sharing today. And thank you for joining us. Until next time, may God bless you and keep you strong and revived for mission.